I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to Stalking Time for the Moon Boys.
This is exciting, isn't it? Because we're doing something quite different.
Despite possibly breaking lockdown at a time when no one understands what lockdown is anymore, and Tim travelling across London to come to my house to do this, he still hasn't realised that obviously he should have waited until the end of me saying hello, so that he could have said, hello, David, hello, listeners.
Well, I don't think the lockdown rules have specified how I should say hello. It's another thing that's unclear.
It is unclear.
To be honest.
So, yeah, it is exciting because this is the first...
So I'm sitting in your study.
Yeah, this is the first Stalking Time for the Moon Boys ever to happen in my house.
Yeah.
As opposed to in the shed or Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's only the second time you've been in my house since you killed my guinea pig.
Since I killed your guinea pig? Yeah, maybe three times, but let's, you know.
You killed my guinea pig three times.
I was going to say, who's counting? But you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
So. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I did kill you. Well, we covered that, didn't we?
Covered that in another podcast.
Do you know what
podcast.
The awful thing is?
I think people will go back, people listening.
Yeah.
Either will know that instantly because they're, you know, Stalking Time nerds.
Yeah.
Or other ones might say, oh, yeah, I'll archive, I'll check that. I think it's probably series four, episode seven.
Yeah.
You can actually, the date is quite easy to find out because it was the date of England, Colombia.
Okay, I thought you just ingrained in
no,
your
England,
mind.
Sweden, because it was Bjorn who died, and I made a joke about that.
Yeah. But as I came to your house and came in, the awful truth is I didn't even think for a second about the dead guinea pig. Didn't even, it's only you saying that reminded me.
Right.
Whereas if I'd have killed a human being here.
Yeah.
I would have thought, oh, God, I bet David brings that up pretty sharpish. And I probably would have thought about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would have been like, let's imagine 27 years with good behaviour before we've done the next one.
Yeah.
So
just underline
that. Actually, I might not bring it up then. I think he's done his time. You know, why make him feel worse about
it? Why bang on about it?
Yeah.
That human he killed.
Yeah. So welcome to Story Time for the Moon Boys, happening from my house. I mean, it's exciting not just because it's my house. This is obviously the first time me and Tim have been in the same space, not the first time we've been in the same space completely, because we went for a socially distanced walk.
Yeah.
Again, as regulars will know.
Yeah.
But it's the first time we've done the podcast in the same space since the start of the pandemic. There's a few little bits of housekeeping I need to mention. We're in my study.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you could hear this, and I was wondering about turning it off, but I haven't. I've bought, I don't know if you did this at all, but I bought quite a lot of shit.
Yeah.
During lockdown, because it seemed like, well, I'm stuck in my house, I can't really go shopping, I can't really have that much pleasure, except by like getting stuff, and that became quite stupid actually at some point. Like I bought a Dyson Hoover, and that's partly because I was hoovering for the first time in my life, and I wanted to make it easier.
Really, first time in your life?
Not the first time in my life, but regular hoovering, yes. I mean, I'll own that.
Yeah.
I haven't hoovered as much as I should. And I was hoovering for the first time in my life. And I bought various other things. I bought some snuff. Because I read somewhere that's not really a toy, that nicotine...
protected you.
Yeah, it's protected you. I've still got that snuff.
It seems quite an odd 19th century choice. Why wouldn't you buy cigarettes? That's what I would think of.
I think cigarettes are worse for you, and I don't smoke. You know, that was my problem.
Okay.
I thought, here's a way of getting the nicotine in my system without all the stuff. Although I also have some nicotine L's, which of course are lozenges.
Right.
They're disgusting.
I think most
snuff
people,
is less disgusting.
Most people, if they said, you know, I mean, I've got a terrible nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, how much snuff do you take then?
No.
You'd say, smoke, how many do you smoke?
The other reason is I like the idea of people thinking I'm a bit like Samuel Johnson.
Right.
And I've got a great big gouty foot.
Okay.
I like all that.
I'd say that snuff is the most... Isn't the snuff about as COVID unfriendly as you get? Because it just makes you sneeze everywhere.
Well, it can certainly make people think you've got it, but the theory, that I don't know if it was ever proved,
right,
that nicotine protected against COVID-19 would work better, right, it seems to me, with snuff than anything else, because you take it up your nose.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got a whole shield, yeah, of nicotine, yeah, up your nose, yeah, against COVID-19. So I, yeah, bought lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing all this up for the housekeeping of this podcast, mm, is my recording, which is happening into this phone at this very minute, is next to something else I've bought, which is a sort of air conditioner.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's called a Dyson Core Floating. It's another Dyson. I mean, basically, yeah, I've been giving money to, right, that bloke who basically propagated Brexit and then went to, yeah, Singapore.
It looks like the fan you've got or whatever, or aircon, looks like the Martian in Bugs Bunny. Is it? Do you know what I mean?
It does look a bit like that. Well, I bring it up partly to say, if you can hear a very soft shh noise, that is that, right, air conditioner.
Right.
And
I can, but I don't know. Bella seems fine with it. Yeah, our producer.
I think it's fine. And also, if I open the window, it'll be noisier.
Yeah.
But also because I'm glad you've described it. It's a sort of little white and silver thing with a round head that looks a bit like a helmet.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really thought... It's on a little chair next to my table. Now, right, we have discussed that both of us have been doing Zoom quizzes, haven't,
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
So I do a Zoom quiz with my football team.
Okay.
Every Tuesday night. And I hadn't thought about the fact that this Dyson thing was going to be next to me, mm, on my Zoom screen,
okay,
when 22 of my mates were, mm, all getting ready to play the quiz. Mm. And I was late joining the quiz, and for some Zoom reason, I also couldn't hear them,
right,
and they couldn't hear me. But I became aware that they were all laughing at me.
Right.
And then I realised, right, what they were laughing at, which is that on a little screen, this next to me just looks like a little urinal.
Oh,
it really looks kind of toilet.
It really does. Yeah.
Some kind of portable toilet that I'm just carrying next to me. And all of them were making that joke. And eventually, someone held up a sign because I could hear them saying, "We think you've got a urinal next to you."
You're so committed to the quiz, you don't want to miss a second.
No.
Right.
So, yeah, eventually I moved it away. But that is now making a sort of slightly quiet noise.
During Zoom quizzes, did you ever at any point cheat?
Did I cheat by Googling?
I guess
that's
Googling,
the only way to cheat.
No, the other way to cheat is that normally you're in charge of your score.
Oh, no, we're not in charge of our score.
Okay, all right.
No, I mean, the only way to cheat was Googling, and I didn't. I think I was tempted to a couple of times, but there's like five in your team, so you split off into teams.
I see, right.
I don't know if you did that.
No, well, we wasn't 22 of us, but...
There was loads of us, and each time we were split into random teams, and then there was a thing that happened whereby Zoom would put you into breakout rooms.
Oh, wow. God,
did you not do that?
No, I didn't go that deeply.
I know, it was really weird. Right. I don't know how you do it, but you'd go into breakout rooms, suddenly there'd, right, be five of you,
yeah,
and you're in a team against all the others.
Yeah.
And okay. I worried too much that they would see that I was like secretly reaching over for my phone to Google. Well, I have been on the winning team twice.
I mean, for what, seeing as you're asking, I won a few myself and feel pretty good about it. I mean, it was a moment in time. I'm not going to do that many quizzes.
It was certainly a moment in time. I mean, you could really say that about anything, couldn't you? Except perhaps the Big Bang.
I don't know about anything. I think
was the Big Bang a moment in time, or perhaps it was the moment in time?
Well, there would have been time before it, wouldn't there?
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
That's a misunderstanding of what time is. As far as I understand it, there was no time before the Big Bang.
So what
Bang.
Was happening just before the Big Bang?
No, not even David Bowie's song.
What
no,
was
that's,
happening?
That's the point about the Big Bang. I mean,
right, I get it. But I mean, what was happening just before it?
Nothing. Like, nothing in a way that we don't understand nothing. Like, nothing, right, in the sense that, like, not just like, oh, I'm a bit bored, I've shut my eyes, I'm not really doing anything. Not that type of nothing. Like, nothing. Like, no existence.
So, if you go...
And not even any time.
If you go,
time wasn't even passing.
But if you go... If you go in a time machine back to it...
We're not going to get, in this podcast, we're not going to get to an understanding of it.
No, we're not going to get to an understanding, but nothing. There was nothing going on before it all.
No.
Nothing. It was just dead. Yeah. Well, not even dead, because dead is a sort of...
Yeah, not even dead. There's no death.
Okay.
Just a kind of vacuum.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not like a Dyson.
Right.
Although I still wouldn't have hoovered.
Well, let's not solve that on this one, but...
Yeah.
I learned, like all of us, a lot on lockdown, you know, and did things and bought things. But one of the things that's just come to my mind only happened in the last half an hour, but it's sort of been, I feel like it's been building for a long time and I can share it on the podcast.
Mm.
To get to your house takes about 30 minutes, I think it was, or traffic was bad.
From
anyway,
your house, but, yeah. Depending where you start off.
No, wherever you start, it's amazing.
It's like light. It's again like physics.
Why is that? It's amazing. No, about half an hour from my house. And on the way up, I thought, shall I listen to music?
Mm.
And I thought, I don't know, sometimes, I mean, I love music, but sometimes you just don't want to listen to any, do you?
Yes.
Even though there's an almost infinite amount. I just think, I'm not really in the mood.
Is there an infinite amount of music? I sometimes listen to music and think, I have listened to every combination of music, well, that's why I'm slightly bored of it.
No,
that's a different point.
Well,
like I did a whole
thing
about classical music on Radio 3.
I remember,
about trying to like classical music. And that was inspired by thinking, oh, bloody hell, when I was young and you had to put a record on, I sort of didn't get bored of my favourite music. But now that I can just click on it and hear it again and again, I am a bit bored of even my favourite music, right? And so I thought, oh, well, I suppose I'll give Marla or whoever a go because of the belief that no matter how many times you listen to Marla, you know, it's going to be so difficult that you'll find out new stuff in it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I fucking hate Marla and most forms of classical music.
Right.
And indeed, if you listen to that documentary, it's still available, I think, on the iPlayer. We tried to force me into a journey, like you do on these things, whereby, having said, oh, I don't like classical music, and here's the reasons why. Yeah. When I was a kid, my parents forced me to play classical piano, but here I am at the end, really loving Tchaikovsky. I didn't really love Tchaikovsky.
Mm.
I thought, I'm going to have to say now that I like Tchaikovsky.
Right.
Just for a sense of... No, I didn't really.
No, that's... Well, okay, but I wasn't in the mood for music, whether that's because I've sort of done it all, or whether I just, you know, I couldn't, I mean, because it's a bit like if I said to you now, just there's millions of words out there, just say one of them.
Yeah.
You.
I just did.
Well, okay, you said, but voluntarily, you know, say another one.
Oh, well, is it one you're thinking? Is it one you're thinking? Is it a mind game?
It's not a mind game. I'm merely pointing out when.
Sprocket.
Right, but if that's a good 17 seconds after I asked you.
Yeah.
I suppose what I mean is when there's infinite choice.
Yeah.
It's sometimes quite paralysing, isn't it?
Yes.
You sort of think you've got any word you can choose and you have to think.
Yes.
And if I'm suddenly thinking music, there's so much I could listen to that I end up not listening. Anyway, so I didn't listen to music. So I put the radio on.
Hmm.
And do you ever listen to Gardener's Question Time?
If there's one programme that when I turn it on, apart from The Archers, on Radio 4, that I cannot get quick enough to the switch to turn it off, it is Gardener's Question Time.
I think,
and sometimes sometimes it tricks you, because sometimes you think, "Oh, what is this?" Because sometimes they're a bit metaphorical. So sometimes someone will be saying something about, you know, psychologically, I was thinking about anything. Oh, is this some interest? And then they'll mention a plant, or a tree. You think, "Oh, fuck, it's Gardener's Question Time."
Yeah, well, it's a Radio 4 program for anyone who doesn't listen, because I know our viewership's pretty young. You know,
they probably have never heard even of Radio 4. 60s. They just listen to Radio 6 or XFM.
Not
or,
even Radio 6.
Not even that. Not to the radio at all.
They listen to radio.
They just
they
just go to estates and stuff.
Do they?
Don't know.
So I was listening to it, and it really it crystallised a thought I've had before, which is unlike any other programme. So you don't, as far as I know, you don't get this on cooking shows, or you don't get it on other shows about crafts. You'll see why I'm in this area in a minute.
Yeah,
it seems to me there's a disproportionate number of presenters on that show have names related to gardens.
Oh, really?
Pippa Greenwood.
Yeah.
Bob Flowerdew. I mean, that would be enough, wouldn't it?
I mean, I've never listened to it long enough know if you're not lying to me.
There's a guy called... there was a guy called something Pottage. Now, is Pottage is something to do with garden, isn't it?
I don't know. Google it.
I'm sure Pottage
isn't that a soup? Isn't Pottage a type of soup? I mean, it's sort of a garden thing, isn't it? Because soup
can often come from
a garden.
Pot.
Pottage. What is the definition of pottage? It's a food. Yeah, it's a soup. I'm right. But here's the thing. It's a thick soup or stew made by boiling vegetables. So I think you can get it from a garden.
It's definitely quite gardeny. Mm. And then there's another one, and I've forgotten the name. Anyway.
There's another man called Brian Potato.
That sort of thing. And I did wonder, would your surname lead you to do certain things? Or even your name, you know, just make you think in a certain way about the world. But I also wondered... I wonder if at the BBC talking about gardens is not that difficult, because loads of people do it. So it's actually much more fun to get quite interesting names to, you know, to cast them.
Are you saying they got the jobs because their names were like that?
I'm wondering.
But are you suggesting now, who was the Flower Jew one?
Bob Flower Jew.
I mean, being Jewish, I think if I was trying to get a job on Gardens Question Time and I was going by your logic, which is, I don't really know anything about gardens, but apparently the BBC will be fooled if my name sounds a bit like a gardening thing.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, I might try and get in under the sort of diversity and gardening radar by saying my name is Flower Jew.
David Flower Jew.
David Flower Jew, yeah. Hello, I'd like a job on Gardens Question Time, please. Yeah.
But they'll say, is that David Baddiel?
Yeah, I'll say, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Instead, I'd like a job on not very good deal making. That's what I'd like. Do you have a program about that?
Just to be clear, I'm saying they're probably all really good at gardening.
Yeah.
But quite a lot of people are good at gardening. And when you phone in and say, oh, there's a brown plant in my garden that's taking over all the potting beds. I don't even know the link language.
Taking all over the pottage beds.
What do you know what it is? And they say, oh, that's Rickettsia raccatus.
Yeah.
And you should put vinegar on it.
Yeah. Well, oh, God, you should be on it.
Yeah, well, only if it's Rickettsia raccatus.
I think that's the Stranglers album, isn't it?
Well, don't put vinegar on that then.
Yeah.
But loads of people know that, so you might as well think, well, we're spoilt for choice.
Hmm.
Are any of them named after?
Right, so what you're saying is they have to be good at gardening.
Definitely.
But because a lot of people are good at gardening, we've had to have a secondary employment consideration, and that is how close are their names to gardening things?
Isn't
Charlie Dimmock on it?
Oh, no, I'm not saying they're all.
Dimmock could be a type of rake or gardening tool.
But even with the three I've mentioned.
Should we find out?
Well, Dimmock meaning?
Ancestors of the Dimmock family. Slang for a mature woman's breasts.
Really?
This is no good. That's because of Charlie Dimmock. What about Alan, what's his name?
No, not Titchmarsh. Marsh.
Titchmarsh. Sounds pretty gardening.
Yeah.
So
I think they think we're spoiled for choice.
But there might be a larger thing going on. I mean, I want to stop talking about this quite soon.
Do you?
Well, only because I've got my Bowie thing to, to talk to you about. But I think it may be another thing, a larger thing, which is the nature of nomenclature in defining your life anyway. So it might be the case that the BBC have thought, well, lots of people can garden, so better go to our second plan, second employment plan of do they sound like a gardening thing.
Right.
Or whatever your name is,
you
are subconsciously influenced a little bit as to what your job is if that thing happens to sound like a thing that you can do.
Yes,
or are involved with. I mean, not if your name is... Well, actually, it used to be the case, didn't it? That was your...
It was the other way around.
Well, if your name was Smith, your dad or your granddad probably was a blacksmith.
Yeah, but it was the other way around. It wasn't causal, was it? And
no,
I suppose but what I'm saying is, it seems to me...
But I know a man called Richard, IT consultant. And weirdly, he's a gardener.
No, but I think it's particularly Gardens Question Time, because I was thinking about chefs.
Yeah.
Nigella Lawson, Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay. Literally, I can't think of any that have got food names.
Yes, that's... Well, I suppose they might have food, but...
Are there any food named chefs? Named
there
chefs?
Probably
with,
are, aren't there?
I mean, there might be, but no, I can't think of...
I once met a DJ...
Right.
...who was an American bloke who specialised in raves and barbecues, and I think he'd changed his name to something like MC Griller.
Okay, that... Yeah.
But he changed his name.
That doesn't count. Yeah.
I mean, I would say, yeah, I mean, foods, you're right. How many names are foods? Foods are names.
How many what?
How many foods are names?
What's
sausage.
That even mean?
Like, sausage isn't a name, right?
Oh, how
meat
many
isn't
right,
a name.
So you mean.
Fish is a name. Fish is a name.
Fish, right. There's no one famous.
Yeah, there is. Fish is a name. Michael Fish.
No, but he's not a chef, is he?
Exactly. No, my point is, I think there are more gardening things, plant things, you know, grass, tree.
Oh, there's more options.
Yeah, I think there's more names in the garden than there are in the kitchen.
I don't know. Rice, Tim Rice,
good
not
point.
A chef.
Yeah, good point. Spoon, that's not a name. This could go Pie, Jonathan Pie.
Pie is
he's a name.
Good name.
Yeah. Salt.
Is it? No, sauce isn't a name.
No. Gravy, sous vide.
Flour, spelled
yes.
that way.
Yeah, but that could be either, you see.
Yeah.
Depends how it's spelt.
Spelt.
Anyway.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Let's move on.
Yeah, sure.
Before we completely get lost in this.
It's been a long lockdown.
Is I want to do like the one Bowie thing that I have prepared for this conversation. So the other day, Tim.
Yeah.
The BBC, because they can't show Glastonbury, because there is no Glastonbury. Have you been to Glastonbury?
I've been many times.
Okay.
Well, about four.
Right. I've been twice, maybe, and both times I think I was performing. Yeah, okay. I was performing. I'm not a big festival fan. And even back then, I didn't really like it. For me, it was too uncomfortable, and I had hay fever, and our tent seemed to be pitched in between four separate raves, so there was no chance of sleeping.
Yes.
But I have been to a few other festivals since.
Oh, yeah.
I went to one, I think it was called the Curious Arts Festival, which is a much smaller festival and literary and whatever, but it did also have some bands.
Yes.
It had... I don't think it was Mark Knopfler. I think it had some other bloke from Dire Straits.
Oh, wow.
Playing. I know.
Who the hell would that be?
I mean,
I can't.
I don't know the answer to that, but I mean, that demonstrates the level of stardom. Although there was some stars, actually.
They're interesting, those bands, aren't they? Because you can do, well, not the Dire Straits, but Coldplay is another one for not being able to name anyone. Maybe you can, apart from
Chris Martin.
Apart from Chris Martin. I think the one that is almost.
Good question. Can you name in certain bands anyone else except the
main man? I'll tell you what I think is the sort of the platonic form of this question, which is the most perfect band to use.
Yes.
That you will. I'm almost willing to bet money that you won't be able to name a single member of them.
Do you want to bet money?
Yes.
Shall we put £10 on it?
Just £10, and we'll give the proceeds to the NHS. If you win and if I win, it'll pay for the petrol going here.
All right.
Okay, can you name...
anyone else, apart from the singer?
Apart from the singer of Texas.
No, fucking hell.
No, but they're quite a big band.
I can only just about mention...
And they've got a very well-known
lead singer. Charlene
Spiteri. But she's very well-known. She's famous.
Okay, let me try.
And you cannot...
Can you?
No.
Error.
But I could look it up.
I feel this is loaded in your favour.
No, well, that's why I said a bet was a bit... Hang on,
let me try. I'm going to put one back to you.
But how can a band
I'm going to try and cancel the bet.
Right, okay.
I'm going to try and cancel the bet. You know what? I'm going to take a chance.
ABBA?
No.
Right. I think I can do
I'm
that.
I'm going to name a band that I do know.
Oh.
One of the other members of.
Yeah, that's more impressive than mine.
But I don't know if you do.
I'm just looking up Texas, but I can't look up anything.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Although, actually, at the moment, I can't remember the name of the main man, which is kind of interesting. That's just purely dementia.
Well, okay.
Because it'll come back to me in 2 seconds. Well, the other one. So, can you name any other members of Radiohead?
I think I can. I think the lead singer is Tom York.
Yes.
And I think the guitarist is Johnny Greenwood.
Yes, you can. Do I owe you 20 quid now?
You owe the NHS 20 quid.
Jesus.
But give it to me and I'll send it to them. Because I just got going past the hospital on the way back.
Okay, fine, so, just drop it off. Yes, well, that was because Johnny Greenwood actually, I mean, I chose that because Johnny Greenwood has, in fact, he wrote the score for There Will Be Blood.
Well, that's
and
the
he's
thing.
Done all sorts of things.
He's done, exactly, so it's not.
But there are, I mean, but other bands, obviously, like the Rolling Stones being the most obvious one, and the Beatles being a more obvious one still, you obviously can name them all. I mean, what? But how many bands can you name them all? Is it just the Beatles and the Rolling Stones?
No, but you can name...
I can name all of Genesis, but most people
right,
can't.
Right, but you can name the Spiders from Mars. I think...
I can name, we can name the Spiders from Mars.
But the point about that is we're...
Oh, by the way, today is the 3rd of July, isn't it?
Today is the 3rd of July.
Okay. I will give you the £20 back... And I've sort of given you a clue.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, is it the Hammersmith gig?
Oh, fuck!
How much money is
it? I need £40. Shit. Yes. Today is the whatever anniversary. It was the 3rd of July, 1972.
We're basically going to be able to open a wing in my name in an NHS hospital if I keep getting these for very long.
Terrible news. 3rd of July, 1972 was the last time the Spiders from Mars played. It was the breakup of them, so well done.
But
I saw
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it only just the last gig they'd ever do?
Yeah, but it was the last time they did play.
It was the last gig. What I meant to say was
the last gig they ever did.
It was.
That's how to put it now.
Yeah, it's the last. No, not is it the last show of the tour?
Yeah,
was it show? I think he said.
Yes, it's the last show.
It's the last gig we'll ever do.
He didn't say gig. I think.
No, what did he say?
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was
the anniversary of that.
Amazing.
But yes, we can name the Spiders from Mars. Most people can't.
But without, I'm not obsessing about Texas, but they got really famous. They had number ones, and they're so, as in number one in the charts. And they,
as opposed to poo.
Yeah. And they.
You laughed at that.
Yeah, I know. I laughed at the fact that I laughed at it.
Yeah.
Not, I didn't laugh at it.
I get.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah. I just said I meant
they
that.
They got so famous that the lead singer became famous. And on the one show tonight, they could say, and we're joined by Charlene Spiteri. You know, you would be like, yeah, of course, that's not weird.
I like the idea that after you sitting at home watching the one show, they say, tonight we're joined by Charlene Spiteri, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, of course. I got no problem with
that's
that.
That's not weird. I'm not going to write in about that. It's absolutely fine. Yeah.
However, if it was their bass player, I'd be phoning the BBC and saying... You know, Alex Jones is speaking to someone, and frankly,
surely it's better to do. Yeah,
I don't. You know, what's
but I
the
suppose,
point?
Why didn't all the boats rise on the tide? You know, why did she become so famous?
Well, she's the lead
singer.
But
none of the band get any of that by association.
It's a really good question, actually, because you could say, is it just bands that are really famous, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, right.
In which a mythology appears about even the drummer. So there's kind of mythology about Charlie Watts, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, you have an idea of him, of who he is. He's kind of this cool. He's the one of the Rolling Stones who's allowed himself to grow old. You know, you have all sorts of ideas about him. I don't know who the drummer in Texas is. I don't know who the drummer in really big bands is. Although, what's the cutoff point? I do know every member of Led Zeppelin. I do know every member of The Who.
It's funny, isn't it? There are certain bands where I'd think I probably, like U2, I think I could probably do it.
Is it just more modern bands?
I would definitely think about it for a second. The Smiths, I can, you know.
Yeah, Smiths, definitely.
In other words, the bands you really like, you know everyone.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. It might just be bands you really like. I mean, we may just be circling that these are bands we like.
Is that right?
But I think that the interesting about the Smiths, apart from, I guess, the court case, is that, no disrespect if you're listening, lads, but Mike Joyce and Andy Rourke.
Right.
Were pretty nondescript.
Yeah.
They're not big personalities. They're not Keith Richards and Charlie Watts.
No.
And yet, I do know their names completely because they were in the Smiths.
But also there's bands like the Spice Girls, we know them, and that's, you know, that is similar to the Beatles because they're all, in a sense, put
Except
forward as
having
their
The Spice
characters.
Girls, there's an advantage there.
Yeah.
Which is, although I do know, I think, their actual names... They also had nicknames.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean their actual names. I meant Scary, Sporty.
Yeah, and that makes it much easier.
Yeah.
Because it's only one name, and it's a bit like the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
Like, I can't name that many Seven Dwarfs. I always get confused because they're just adjectives, or are they adverbs?
They're definitely not adverbs.
Are they adjectives?
Weird. It would be weird if they were.
Why? I don't
like, quickly. thoughtfully.
That sounds like a dwarf. The Seven Dwarfs. Quickly could be a dwarf.
Quickly.
Slowly. Sneezy. That's a dwarf.
If that's an adjective.
Right. What's the difference?
An adverb describes a verb.
Yeah.
So it will be a sense of action and doing, won't it? So
Grumpy describes a verb.
Sneezily, that he'd be called sneezily.
He did it sneezily.
Yeah,
grumpily.
Grumpily. Interesting exercise.
You think grumpy did do things grumpily?
Yeah.
Generally.
If they were adverbs.
Grumpily, must have been quite weird sneezily, hanging out with them. It must have been weird, though. Like
Dopily, was he one?
My friend Tracy McLeod, who used to present The Late Show.
I know Tracy, yeah.
Yeah, lovely woman. She once said to me that should be like a word for this, but there isn't, of when someone quite well known is seen. I think I did tell you this.
Okay.
Sort of out, and they're seen out in a place that fits your idea of them.
Right.
So, for example, if I'm seen at a football match, people think, oh, yeah, David Baddiel, he likes football. That concords with our sense of the world. And she said she sometimes, when she was doing The Late Show, if she was at, like a museum, people would think, yeah, there's Tracy McLeod. Of course she's here.
Right.
That must be a bit like when Grumpy acts grumpily. The other dwarfs must think, oh, yeah. Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's grumpy.
Well, but except that, if I remember the Seven Dwarfs, that's all they do.
What? Is be their adjectives.
I think, if anything, Snow White is the only person who starts to reveal
other sides to them.
Because they sing and they whistle while they work.
Yeah, but they do that anyway. Like, the first time you see them, they're whistling while they work,
frankly,
isn't that grumpy or snoozy? No. Is snoozy one of them?
Snoozy, I think. Grumpy.
You see, this is like trying to name the people in Radiohead.
we can name more dwarfs than we can Seven Dwarfs than Radiohead.
Let's do it. Let's Google the Seven Dwarfs, because we can't name them. And I think even our audience is going to get a bit bored trying to hear us work out the Seven Dwarfs.
Don't necessarily just... When you Google them, I don't want to go on too long about this, but don't tell me all of them.
Okay. Okay, do you want to have a go, quickly?
Well, so we know it's sneezy.
Yeah.
Dopey.
No, so Dopey...
Not Dopey.
Oh, no, Dopey. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, Dopey just isn't in this picture. Okay. Do you know why? He's Dopey.
He didn't turn up.
Didn't turn up.
Dopey.
Yeah.
Give me character attributes.
Okay, so Grumpy, you've said.
Oh, Grumpy, yes, that's
true. Yeah, we've said. So what's the opposite of Grumpy?
Happy.
Happy, right.
So
there's
three more.
There's quite an unusual one in terms of the emotion... it's sort of more of an emotion than a sort of ordinary adjective.
Wistful.
It's like that.
Thoughtful.
It's very like that.
Contemplative.
Bashful.
Bash, of course, yeah. Bashful.
I mean, what is that? Yeah, Why did they think of that?
I think now you'd say shy.
Yes,
and I think
but
it's a
shy.
1950s.
But you wouldn't say shy, would you?
No, I suppose you
because
wouldn't.
Because shy sounds a bit like a name. Proper name.
Oh,
I
maybe
think there are people called Shy or Shyla or whatever. So I think
maybe that's what they went through.
Then there's another one.
Yeah. What type?
Well, there's
thing?
Two other ones. Have you mentioned sleepy?
I can't remember now. But anyway, sleepy. Yeah, maybe. We didn't.
And then there's one who even weirder than bashful. It's the one which is not an adjective.
Okay.
It's to be honest, it's a profession, quite a respected profession.
Accountant.
Close. More respected.
Actuary.
More respected.
Policeman.
What's the most respected profession?
TV producer.
Yes, apart from that.
most... Doctor.
Yes.
Oh, Doc.
Doc.
Doc, yeah.
Yes, there's one called Doc.
And wasn't he the old one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's why. I don't think he's an actual medical doctor.
I don't know. There's no way of knowing, is there?
Yes, there is, which is to probably watch the Seven Dwarfs, see if he does anything medical.
Are they standing 2 metres apart in the picture? Because he's not, if they're not.
Certainly not. They're on a log.
Well, then he's not.
Yeah.
I would say.
Also, the Queen. Anyway, never mind about
Snow
White.
So the point is, we can remember the Seven Dwarfs, but we can't remember all of Texas or Radiohead.
No,
and it's possible, therefore, to achieve that thing. I know you tell me that maybe sometimes you want, which is to be very famous, but no one quite knows you.
Yes. Anyway, let's go finally.
Oh, what?
To my Bowie tweet. Actually, you're not going to hear my Bowie tweet because we've digressed so much and banged on so much about the Seven Dwarfs and lots of other bollocks that there isn't time for it on this podcast. And this is me coming to you at a later date to say that. And I do apologise. And we will definitely get round to what I said about David Bowie at Glastonbury on the next edition of Stalking Time for the Moon Boys. Do tune in for that. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.